Hare ger. What about a case of a ger? She noso mamzeris. Let's say a ger married a mamzeris. The yesh kedushin. The kedushin is chal. V'yein avera. There's no avera. A mamz is only not allowed to marry into a kal. But a ger is not called a kal, even after he's a guy, even after he comes a yid. He's not called in a kahal. Therefore, mamzeris is muta. There's no avera. But havlad holach achra pagam. But in such a case, the vlad is also called a mamzer. The vlad goes after the pagam. Tanya, we learn clearly like this. Tanya, we learned ger shenosa mamzeris. What's going to be the locha? If a ger marries a mamzeris, so the locha is havlad mamzer. The kids are mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. This is Rabbi Yosi shita. Why? Because you go after the pagam. So you see, there's such a case that the kedushin is okay. There's no avera in the kedushin. Still, the kid is a pogam. Or Malais, he answered back. Mi savrit masnisin Rabbi Yosi. Who told you? Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Masnisin Rabbi Yehudi. I tell you, Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehudi shita. The yoma that he says Rabbi Yehudi shita is ger lo yisa mamzeris. A ger is not supposed to marry a mamzeris. So therefore, v'yesh kedushin v'yesh avera is havlad herlach achra pagam. It's very good. That's the case. The next part of the Mishnah then, that since there's an avera involved, in other words, a ger, a mamzer is also to marry a ger. Therefore, if they marry a ger, if the mamzeris marries a ger, so it's called an avera was done. Therefore, the vlad goes after the pogam. So therefore, the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda.
All right, we'll stop here. Continue on in the next tape.
You're holding that samach vov on the base by the Mishnah again. Kol mokum sheyesh kedushin. Anytime you have a kedushin, v'yein aveira. There's no aveira. You're allowed to get married the two. So therefore, havlad herlech achra zocher. By a normal marriage, the kid yichud is after the father. V'yezezu. Which case is this? Kahanis levi of Yisraelis. Whether she the kal is either bas kahan, bas kohen, or bas levi, or bas Yisraelis, or bas Yisrael. And therefore, and shenisu lekohen levi v'Yisrael, she gets married now to either to a kohen or to levi to Yisrael. So the loch in all these cases, the kid yichud, the son yichud, is after the father. What about v'chol mokum sheyesh kedushin v'yesh avera? Whenever they have kedushin, the kedushin is chal, even though there's an avera involved. Let's say like v'chai v'lavin. Here the loch is havlad herlech achar apgam. The kid goes after the pagam. The kid is pogam. It's posel lekuna. V'yezezu, or sometimes pogum lekahal, we'll soon see. V'yezezu, what's a case like this? Almona lekohen gadol. The kohen gadol gets married to an almona, so the kid is called lecholu. The kid is pogum lekahuna. Or else gerusha v'chalutz lekohen hedyet. The same thing. The kid is a cholul. He's posel lekuna. Mamzeros and nesina liYisrael. See, the kid is a mamzer or a nesina. And the opposite way, bas Yisrael a mamzer or nosin is the same thing. The kid goes after the pagam. The kid is also a mamzer. If the father or the mother is a mamzer, mamzeris, the kid is also a mamzer. Now, what about v'chol mi shein le'olot kedushin? Let's say it's arois, it's chai v'krisis. You can't marry your sister. The kedushin is not chal. Avu yesh lo al acherim kedushin. But your sister could get married to somebody else, like she's a Jew. Just to you, she's an erva. In such a case, havlad mamzer. That's the case that if they do get married, they have children, the kid's called a mamzer. V'yezer zeh, where's the case of a mamzer? Zeh habo al achas mikol haroye shabatayra. In a case where you live with one of the haroye shabatayra, there the kid is called a mamzer. What about v'chol mi shein lo, loy Allah v'loy al achirim, like was also like by a goy, that there's no kedushin to you or to somebody else. There's no kedushin. So locher is havlad kemoisa. The kid is like the mother. What is the case? V'yezus there. Where's this case? Zev vlad shivcha v'nochris. The vlad of a shivcha, that the kid is also a shivcha, or nochris if she's a shiksa. So the kid is also a goy. The kid goes after the mother. That's called havlad kemoisa. These are the different halachas of when you have kids, what yichus they have. Now the Gemara says, Kol mokim sheyesh kedushin. The Mishnah starts off to say, when they do get married, the heter, then the kid always goes after the zocher, after the father. Oh, malei Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Yechanan, klolahu, is our Mishnah rule all over? The kol mokim sheyesh kedushin v'yein avera, havlad heulach achar azocher, is this true? that wherever we have Kedushin and there's no Averu when they're allowed to get married, that we say the kid goes after the father, is that true? Hare ger shenosa mamzeres. What's going to be a ger? He was a goy, then he became a Jew. So according to one man, the Yama, he's allowed to marry a mamzeres. So what's going to be if a ger marries a mamzeres? The yesh Kedushin, the Kedushin is chal, they're both Jewish now. The ain Averu, there's no Averu. Because you hold kahal gerim lo yikre kahal, we'll soon see. And still, ha-vlad herlech ha-chrapgam, the loch rizdo, that the vlad is togim, the vlad is called a mamzer. It does not go after the father, but it goes after the mother, he becomes a mamzer. The Tanya we learned, ger shenosa mamzeris, ha-vlad mamzer, divri Rabbi Yosi. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, whenever there's no avera, the kid goes after the father, and here's a case where there's no avera, and still the kid is a mamzer. Because Rabbi Yosi holds that kahal gerim loy mikre kahal. The Torah says a mamzer can't marry into the kahal. So the question is, what's called kahal? So Rabbi Yosi holds that a ger is not called the kahal. He's called the Jew, but he's not called in the kahal. Therefore, mamzer is allowed to marry a ger. So according to Rabbi Yosi, it's a kashag and a mishnah. The kid is a mamzer, even though the kedushin was beheta. So my answer is, oh my lay. So he answered back, me savrit masnisin Rabbi Yosi, he. Who tells you our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi? Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda, he. Like maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Yomer Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, ger lo yisa mamzeris. He holds no, a ger, even though he was a goy, and now he became a Jew. The locker is, he's also to marry a mamzeris. Why? Because he holds, kahal ger mikrikal. They are called the Chlal Kahal Yisrael. Therefore, the Torah says, Lo Yovim Mamza B'Kahal Hashem. So the question is a ger considered in the Kahal Hashem? After he's Mizgayer, is it called the Kahal Hashem or not? So Yehuda holds, yes, he's called the Chlal Kahal Hashem. And therefore, he holds a Mamzeris. A ger is also to marry Mamzeris. Therefore, our Mishnah is good. This goes to the second case of the Mishnah. Therefore, it's called the case of V'yesh Kedushin V'yesh Aveira. This is a case where true the Kedushin is chal, but there's an Avera involved. A ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeris. So if he's over the Avera marries her, that's the second part of our Mishnah that says, ha-vlad herlech achara pagam, that the kid goes after the pagam. Therefore, if the mother is a mamzeris, the kid is also called a mamzer. Whoever is a boy or a girl, he's also mamzer mamzeris. So the Marius, the question is, so, v'nisnayu, why doesn't our Mishnah say it? Like the Mishnah says cases where the kid is holach achra pagam. So why don't we say this case of a ger to a mamzer? So Gemara says, Tona kol mokum da seifa lasuye. It says kol mokum. Kol mokum means to include other cases. It says kol mokum sheyesh kedushin v'yesh aveira. So it means to include this case where a ger marries a mamzeris. Then the Gemara says, V'boy yisem, another teretz says, L'yelum really I tell you Rabbi Yosi. Could be no. Maybe our Mishnah also goes even according to Rabbi Yosi. That Rabbi Yosi says that kahal gerim le mikrekal. Therefore, ger is allowed to marry a mamzeris. Since so, how can our Mishnah say, whenever there's no avera, the kid goes after the father and not after the pagam, here where a ger marries a mamzeris, the kid's a mamzer. So Gemara says, V'tona, our Mishnah starts off and explains, Ezozu, like where are the cases? The Mishnah starts off, kol mokim sheyesh kedushin v'ein avera v'lo halacha achra zocher. Just like a rule. But then it says, V'ezazu, where's the case? Only a kahanis levi of Yisraelis. So since the Mishnah says clearly the case, mashma, only this case is the kid kosher goes after the father. But there are other cases that the kid does not go after the father, but rather the kid is a pogum. That's the chat. But tona ezazu lemute, to say other cases not. V'ez, and moritz kash is so. V'ezazu v'sulai. So if you're telling me once the Mishnah is saying these cases, these are the cases whenever they get married, the kid is kosher. Are these the only cases? Varei, I have another case. Varei cholol shenosa bas Yisrael. What's going to be a kohen that's a cholol? That he gets married to a regular bas Yisrael. The yesh kedushin v'yein avera, and avlad herlech achra zocher. Here's also a case the kid goes after the zocher. The kid is also a cholol. So why doesn't the Mishnah say this like? So my answer is all a kasha, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, Kareb Doistoyi ben Rabbi Yehuda. That our Mishnah goes according to Doistoyi ben Rabbi Yehuda. That holds not like that. He holds, Rashi says, that a Basi Yisrael is like a mikvah tire with a chalolim. So if a cholo marries a bas Yisrael, he owes the kid is not possible. Rashi says. Kareb doistoy svirle letana didan diyama benois Yisrael mikva tarva lechalolim. We'll see later on. He holds that a benois Yisrael, a bas Yisrael, she's like a mikva tarva lechalolim. Therefore, for cholol marrying, the cholol means a kohen. That's the cholol. His mother was a gerusha. So if he marries now a bas Yisrael and they have a child, the bita ksher lekuna. And the story holds the kid now, the daughter is kosher to a kohen. Because the mother, that's a bas Yisrael, is like a mikveh tayra, makes the kid kosher. Remember, our Mishnah maybe holds like this. Therefore, the kid is also kosher. The kid does not go after the pekam, but rather the kid is kosher. Fred Gemara, Farei Yisrael shanos achalola. What's going to be if a ben Yisrael marries a halola, marries a girl that came her mother was a gerusha, and her father was a kohen. So she's a halala. In such a case, the yesh kedushin, the ain avera, there's no avera. Only a kohen can't marry a halala. But a regular Yisrael is allowed to marry a halala. So there's a case of kedushin, the ain avera, and havlad her, the chachar azokhar. The vlad goes after the father, the kid's kosher. So why does the Mishnah say this case also then? Like once you're saying, the Mishnah is explaining which cases and only these cases, so why doesn't it say this case also? Here's another case where there's no Aveira and the kid goes after the father. Sumara says true, Tana ko mokam dereshal asuye. This is included when the Mishnah starts off to say a general rule of kol mokam, any place. That means to include this place also. This is one of the places that are included. Fred the Gemara still is nayo behedya, but why doesn't the Mishnah say it openly? Let the Mishnah also say this is another case where the Kedushin is beheter. A ben Yisrael is marrying a halala, and the kid also goes after the father. So Mar says, Mishum delay masmi lo, because they can't say it in the Mishnah. Why? Because how could it learn it? Our Mishnah wants to say, like, it says all these cases are muta one to the other. So what do you want it to say? You want it to say that Kahanis olivi of Yisraelis v'chalolo. If you want to include a halala, you have to put it all together and say, Shenis says, if she gets married to any one of them, either to a Kayin, to a Levi, to Yisrael, v'chalala, and the kid will be muta. So Gemara says, that's not true. V'chalala l'kayin nichazio. If a halala, if the girl is a halala, that means her mother was a Gerusha, and her father is a Kayin. And since they didn't have her, the kid is a halala. So now it's also for a Kayin to marry a halala. So therefore the Mishnah cannot put halal in. True, if a Ben Yisrael marries the halala, it's okay. The kid is kosher. But when a kohen marries a halala, the kid is also a halal. So therefore, the Mishnah can't put it together. That's why the Mishnah does not say it openly, but rather it's included in the beginning of the Mishnah when it says, kol mokam. For the Gemara, Ivu Iko, the Rabba Barbachona. But there's another case the Mishnah should have said. There's a case of Rabba Barbachona. The Omar Rabba Barbachona. Rabbi Abachana says that Omer Rabbi Yechanan, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Mitzri Sheni. A Mitzri, as the Pshat, the Torah says, a Mitzri, even after he's Mizgayer, he can't come into Kal Yisrael for three Duras. That means if a Mitzri is Mizgayer, he's only allowed to marry another Mitzri. A Mitzri can marry a Mitzris. Then they have a child, the child's called the second door. Then when their children have a third door, that's called the third generation, then they're allowed to marry into Kal Yisrael. But before the third generation, they can't marry into Klal Yisrael. They could only marry another Mitzri. So what's going to be of a Mitzri Sheni? That means the father now is a Mitzri Sheni. His parents were already Mizgayer. They were the first generation. He's the second generation. Shenosa Mitzri Sheshoina. He marries now a Mitzri that was just Mizgayer. She's the Mitzri Sheshoina. And they have a child now. Who does the child go after? Does the child go after the mother to say he's called a Mitzri Sheni? Or does the child go after the father to say he's a Mitzri Shlishi who would be mutter to marry into Kal Yisrael? So it's a machlokes. If Yechanan says, Beno Shlishi, yes, the son goes after the father. So since the father was already a Mitzri Sheni, the son now is a Mitzri Shlishi, he's a mutter to marry into Kal Yisrael. So why doesn't the Mishnah say this? It is another case that the Kedushin is done the heter, and the kid goes after the father. So Gemara says, again, Tana, kol mokum dereisha lasuyei. It says in the beginning of the Mishnah, kol mokum, this is included also. Now the Gemara says that ula Rav Dimi, but according to Rav Dimi, he argues on Rav Yechanan. Ula Rav Dimi, the Yoma that says, no, sheni heavy. He holds his only called the sheni. And you go after the mother. If a Mitzri sheni marries a Mitzri Rishayna, she was just Mizgayer. The halacha is, if they have a kid now, the kid goes after the mother, and therefore the kid's only a Mitzri sheni. He's also to marry into Israel. He has to wait till he has children. So according to Rav Dimi, Hevitono, so according to Rav Dimi, why doesn't it say it? Okay, according to Rav Dimi, it's a kasha. Rav Dimi holds what? That the kid goes after the pagam, and now Mishnah says no. Mishnah says whenever there's no in Avera, the kid always goes after the zohar. So it's a kasha now, Mishnah, to Rav Dimi. Sumara says no. Tana Eza Zula Mute. Like we answered before, the Mishnah though right away says exactly the cases where the kid is kosher. So only these cases is the kid kosher. But of course there are cases that even though the Gedushin was done beheter, like here a Mitzri Sheni married the Mitzri Rishayna, but still the Vlad goes after the mother, the Vlad is a Mitzri Sheni. Now the Maskasha Vuika, there's another case yet. That the Chiyasi Ravin, when Ravin came and said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the Umais by Goyim, there's Halacha Holachachar Azachar. We go after the father. We'll soon see what this means. They get to the Shivas Amamim, that the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael were not allowed to keep them alive. You have to kill them all out. Let's say another guy lived with a lady from the seven Amamim, and they have a kid. Do you have to kill that kid or not? The Halacha is no. They go after the father. If the father is an American and the mother is a Canaanist, so Lachar is the kid you don't have to kill. You go after the father. But Umais by Goyim Holachachar Azochar. Nizgaru, once they were Mizgaru, they became a Jew. The Lachar is Holachachar Apagam Shemeshneim. You go after the Pagam, whether the father's Pagam is bigger, whether the mother's Pagam is bigger, we go after the Pagam. We'll soon see what the case is. Now the Marzakash is so, why does Namishnah say it? So again, the Gemara says, Tana Ezezu, Lamut, it also says cases that not like the other ones. Now, the Kashra is, it says here that Nizgairu Holachachar Apagam. So you see, there are cases when the Kedushin was done beheter, because they're both Gerim, the latter marry one another, and still we say Havlad is the Pagam. So it's not like the Reish of our Mishnah. The Reish of our Mishnah says, whenever the Kedushin was done beheter, the kid goes after the father. And here's another case by Goyim that after them is Gayer, the kid goes after the Pagam. So Gemara answers again, Tona Eza Zulamute. Our Mishnah says clearly that there are separate special cases when we say the kid goes after the father. But of course there are other cases that even though the Kedushin was done beheter, like we'll soon see when two different Gerim married one another, they're allowed to marry, still the kid does go after the Pagam. We'll soon see. Now the Gemara says, no, hi mai. What's going on here like? So Rashi explains, the Gemara is asking the question myself now. Iyarmin, if you want to tell me Bishlam, I can understand very good. Masdisin Reb Yehudihi, that our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehudi Shita, that we said before, that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeris. Reb Yehudi holds that kal gerim ikri kal. Therefore, a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeris. So if you want to say Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda, so kol mokum dereisha liasuya Yisrael shenasech halola. When the Mishnah starts off to say kol mokum ashem all places, that comes to even include where Yisrael marries a halola. That the locker is there when they have a kid, the kid is kosher. Because the halola is allowed to marry a bas Yisrael, and therefore the kid is not a halola, the kid is also kosher, goes after the father. Or the rabba babachona. Or could also include Rabbi Bavachon's halacha, that he says that he said, well, by Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Sheno, that the B'no is a Shlishi, that the sick kid goes after the father. So that's the two cases the ratio the Mishnah means to include, that wherever the Kedushin is done the heter, we say the kid goes after the father. Now Ezezu, but then the Mishnah does explain the cases exactly where do we say the kid is kosher, where the parents was a Yisrael, Levi, Kayin, married also Levi, Yisrael, Kayin, Mashmon, in these cases, not any other places. Come Nafuke, other places, no. So the Mute, what does it say no to? The Rav Dimi, Ravin, say not like Rav Dimi and Ravin's halacha. here. He was the one that said no, that when a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Rishayna, the kid is only a Sheni. And who are then according to Ravin, that says, Ma'umais, Holach Achara Pagam. So that's what the Lafuke is coming. So that's very good. Now,